This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we ended our study last time, we were considering Mark chapter 16, verse 16, where Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Now this passage makes clear the reason why men are to be baptized. Now note carefully that salvation occurs either before baptism or after baptism. It either occurs when one has already been saved, that is, the person is baptized after he has already been saved, or else he is baptized in order to be saved. Now let's see what this passage has to say about that matter. Note the simple subject of this sentence is he. The main verb is shall be saved. Now which he shall be saved? Did Jesus say that just any and every he would be saved? So that we could just point to anyone on the street or any place we might see any person and say, then you'll be saved because of the words of Jesus? No, note carefully that there is a restrictive clause. That is, there is a statement which restricts that he to a certain kind of person. Note the words of Jesus. It is not simply he shall be saved, but it is he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, if it were any matter other than religion, no one would have the slightest problem in understanding the meaning of that statement. If I were to make the offer over this radio station, he that believeth and is baptized shall receive $1,000, I doubt that a single person under the sound of my voice would misunderstand it. Each and every one would know that he had not only to believe, but also to be baptized in order to have the right to claim the $1,000 which I had offered. Why can we not then, in all kindness, be as fair with the statement of our blessed Lord? He did not say, he that believeth and is saved shall then be baptized, but he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Someone may say, but why give such a great importance to such a small matter? It is not a small matter in the eyes of God, for it is his plan of salvation. And Jesus made clear, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father." Now you see, it isn't the person who's simply religious or even the person who's sincere that is saved, but it's the one who sincerely in faith and love for God does his will. So note that Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Sometimes I hear people say, but note that he did not say, "But he that disbelieveth and is not baptized shall be condemned." Or, as it's in the King James Version, "he that believeth not," and someone would add, "and is not baptized shall be damned." Jesus did not add, "and is not baptized," for the simple reason that there was no point in doing so. It would have been entirely redundant. For instance, if I were to say, "He that eateth and digesteth shall live, but he that eateth not shall die," someone might say, "But why didn't you say, he that eateth not and digesteth not shall die?" For the simple reason that it wasn't needed. If one doesn't eat, he cannot digest. And in the same way, if one does not believe, he cannot be baptized. An unbeliever cannot be baptized. Oh, he may be put under the water, but he cannot be baptized. And so Jesus has made clear that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that does not believe shall be damned. Take your own Bible and read this for yourself, and be with us tomorrow as we continue this very vital study.